War in Ukraine remains an open question, but military posturing on Ukraine's borders continues to intensify. Russian troops were meant to leave Belarus on Sunday when military exercises with their ally ended, but their stay has been extended indefinitely. The Belarusian defense minister cited increased military activity in the region, as well as unrest inside Ukraine, but no mention of what Ukrainian leaders and their Western allies describe as Russian provocation.
The testing of reaction forces will continue. They are directed towards the prevention of war, and our presidents who have met repeatedly say, we don't want war, but we are not being heard. Therefore, we created an appropriate grouping of troops. If need be, it'll bring an appropriate response.
The presidents of Belarus and Russia met in Moscow 2 days ago. President Alexander Lukashenko is a close Russian ally. The strategic advantage of having Russian troops in Belarus is just one more reason, analysts say, President Vladimir Putin has the upper hand.
This invasion force that's been massed on the Ukrainian border has already achieved some of its objectives because he's already got the conversation going with the United States about limiting the sovereignty and limiting the security choices of the countries neighboring Russia, about rolling back the clock so NATO protections are taken away from them and Russia can have its way.
An estimated 190,000 Russian troops at a heightened state of alert are now to Ukraine's north, south, and east. Their extended mission in Belarus only the latest warning sign that Western leaders say points to an imminent, full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera.